Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
As the fertile fields of Maryland start to wind down the 2014 growing season, there are a few hardy vegetables that are still being harvested. And one of the most interesting is also one of the most humble, and that would be cabbage. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, thanks to our gallant local farmers, we have a lot of varieties of cabbage to work with.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually a very old vegetable.
Very old. Yeah.
Probably domesticated somewhere around 1000 BC, which is a long time ago.
That's right. And some people feel that some of the earliest recipes, literal recipes, were for cabbage soup.
Right. Yes. It certainly was a staple throughout all of Europe for a long time.
And it grows all over the world.
Yes. Very well. China actually grows half of the cabbage in the entire world. And the United States is in the top 10, but we're number 10. So the other nine countries grow the other half, and China grows half the cabbage in the world. And that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of different varieties. The one that we know most frequently see is the just plain simple green cabbage.
Sure, with a real tight head.
Right.
Yeah, almost like solid as like a cannonball.
It really is. And this is really a really good one for making coleslaw. You can also pickle it if you want to and try to make your own sauerkraut.
Right. Or ferment it to make sauerkraut.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're going to see varieties like King Cole and early Jersey Wakefield out there that the farmers are growing.
Yeah.
Savoy cabbage has really captured my imagination lately.
I mean, I like the variety very much.
It is. It's got these curly leaves. They're very attractive. Mm-hmm. It has a mild flavor when it's raw.
Yeah.
And you can actually use it in salad, which I think people ought to try doing a little more often.
I think it adds a nice textural element to salads.
Absolutely.
A lot of the greens, the leafy greens, are a little softer, and this adds matter of a crunch to the salad, which is nice.
And you'll find this being used by Chinese stir-fry recipes.
Sure.
And you just slice it up real thin and bang, it's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't overcook it.
Right.
You know, to keep that crispness. Now, red cabbage, I love. And it's very similar to the green in the way it's structured. I think it's usually a little bit smaller.
Yes. The heads are smaller than the green, typically.
Yeah. And using it raw for a coleslaw or something has just a tremendous, you know, color to it.
It's great.
But I think braised red cabbage is one of the classic autumnal dishes.
Right, braised in red wine, probably with some bacon.
That's the way I would cover it.
Yeah, which always makes everything better. But yeah, that's an easy dish to do. And
very.
I think one that sits on the Thanksgiving table really nicely.
It really does. Yeah. And it just looks lovely. Napa cabbage, which you will see quite a bit. It's also called Chinese cabbage.
Yes.
This is a really good one. It's long and round. It's almost like shaped like a loaf of bread almost.
Yep.
A very mild flavor, but it has a peppery kick to it.
Yeah.
That I like
really to use the leaves, you know, for lettuce wraps, you know, when you're doing those types of things, like very fresh, you know, preparations of chicken or spicy things, and wrap them in the Napa cabbage and just eat them.
And finally, bok choy, of course.
Which is, it doesn't necessarily look exactly like a cabbage, but certainly is,
it is
in the cabbage family.
And we're going to put some recipes on the website.
Sure.
My favorite is something called bubble and squeak.
Ah,
it's a classic English.
Sure, with mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, and it's the way to get rid of some leftovers, which we're going to be having during this season.
Right.
Bubble and squeak is nice. We have a recipe for creamy Savoy cabbage and carrots.
Lovely.
Which will be nice. Hey, let's do the braised red cabbage and bacon. That'll be a lot of fun. So go shopping out there. My favorite place to get it is Thanksgiving Farm from Frederick. They have, at my farmer's market, they sell these things almost all winter long. So a lot of good things out there. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.